The last agenda item of the day, miscellaneous and meeting debrief. I think we have the director with a few words, and then we will be done for the day. Thank you all for coming. You don't need to leave now, but I'm just thanking you in advance.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. I thought it was appropriate to follow up on some of the stuff we heard this morning on Skagit Elk. Given the time of the day and my estimate of the remaining energy in the room, I will keep it short. I want to respect the folks that came up here. They've been here many times. They took another full day on a Saturday away from their farms or businesses or homes to come up and talk about the problems in the Skagit. We heard from them and from members of the commission that this is a difficult situation. We're not in this difficult situation because we aren't being attentive or trying. It's a difficult situation. So I want to emphasize for those that were here that I did hear them. They wanted an admission of a problem. We clearly have a problem. Actions taken by the agency to date not resolve that problem. The problem continues. Folks wanted to say it's not working. I think we're starting a new effort, a new approach now. So I would say it hasn't worked and agree with that, but we're continuing to work on it. We heard a lot, but I think it's important to remember there was a whole side of this equation that wasn't here today, that it has the equal level of conviction, and that's part of the reason this is such a difficult problem, and we did not hear from them. I heard a lot of things I totally agree with today, but if we're going to get to resolution on this, I think we're going to have honesty and transparency, so it's important for me to say I totally disagree with a lot I heard today as well. There was a lot of misinformation as well. So I would just encourage us all to remain receptive, open, and objective as we hear information, because that's the only way we're going to get to a real solution. I'm committed to working on this. I think Chair Carpenter's approach of a small meeting is appropriate. I will work with our co-managers, staff, and everybody affected by this. I would suggest this is the topic for a full agenda item where we can actually get both sides of the argument into the room, some proposed solutions and directions, and an assessment from staff of exactly how we're going and how successful we're going to be. So we will continue to work on it. I thank the folks for coming up, and we will make sure that this gets its due process.
Sure. Thank you very much, Director. Commissioner Thorburn.
Thank you. Something I had never heard before that was said today in terms of this question of accurate information was transmission of TAD from elk to cattle. I was unaware that that's documented. I think it's been speculated. Is it known? I don't see any wildlife people out there, but I.
Yeah, and you don't see one here either.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that the treponeme can. It's the same protozoa. It's the same bacteria. I think it can, but I do not know if it's been documented.
Yeah.
I will follow up on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.